property.
所以第四条件
and the Ten Commandments
是人有私权的保障。
It's the protection that men have the private properties.
第四条件
and Commandment number 10
也成为联合国基本人权一个很重要的根据。
And become the foundation of very important law of the United Nations.
我如果单单讲这个题目呢，几天讲不完。
When I would expand this, I can send days to
solve
that.
我把它拉回头了。
Then I come back.
律法是需要的。
Law is needed.
律法限制了自由。
Law will restrain our freedom.
律法也保障了自由。
Law also will protect us of freedom.
律法过问人的行为。
And also it interferes our conduct.
律法也成为判断人伦理的根据。
And also become foundation to judge our ethics.
那么有的人知道律法，有的人没有嘛。
But some know the law, some do not have the law.
特别是上帝把律法赐给以色列的，那么那些外邦人呢？
And especially God gave the law to the Jews, what of Gentiles?
那些没有律法的人犯罪怎么样呢？
If they were to sin, what are going to do with them?
保罗这里就做了一个见证。
Paul bear testimony here.
他说的，没有按律法犯罪的，就不照着律法灭亡。
Those who sin apart from the law would perish according to the law.
哦，这样很好了。
And that's good to say.
犹太人有律法，一犯法就灭亡；我们没有律法，犯法也不灭亡。
The Jews have the law, when they commit the laws, they perish. But we don't have the law, we commit laws, and we won't perish.
这样，上帝越爱的越可怜了。
So the one God loved more will be more pitiful, you see.
越听到的越受审判。
And the one who hear about the word more will be just more.
所以那些没有听罗马书的也有审判少，来听的审判大。
So those who have not heard about the book of Romans will be just less, but you will come with just more.
吓死了，明上个礼下个礼拜不来了。
So you're frightened, next week you won't come again.
因为有律法的按律法要受审判。
Because those have law will just according to laws.
没有律法的不按律法灭亡。
And if you've seen a part of the law, you will not perish according to the law.
请你注意下面。
Pay attention.
这一节圣经不是说他们不灭亡。
This verse doesn't say that they should not perish.
这节圣经是他们灭亡，不是按照律法来审判他们。
But rather they perish apart from the law.
那这什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
就是他们不是按照律法的原则审判以后才灭亡。
Which means they will not perish after they've been judged according to the principle of the law.
灭亡不是按照律法的原则来审判。
So they perish not according to the principle of the judgment of law.
我们上帝啊，如果这样，你审判人到底有几个原则？
So then you ask God how many principles you based in order to judge.
你有不同的标准吗？
You have different standards.
上帝说，
God say,
我是公义的上帝。
I'm a righteous God.
有律法的，
If there's law,
我按照律法的明文来审判他们。
I will just have according to the laws.
如果没有律法，
If there's no law,
我就不按照律法的明文审判他们。
I will not just have according to the written laws.
那你就要问这个问题了。
Then you ask the question.
怎么没有律法的民族，上帝又不按照律法的明文的原则来审判他们？
So those who have a law, God will not judge according to the written law.
那么上帝用什么标准来审判他们？
Then what kind of standard God will judge them?
啊，这个就解决了，没有听过福音，没有知道律法，没有先知对他们教导，没有使徒给他们写圣经的人，他们到底以后怎样面对上帝？
And then this will solve the problem, the question you asked, that how God will judge people who have never heard the gospel, who have no law at all.
既然上帝公义的，
Now God is the righteous God.
我们每个人待遇不一样。
So we are differently treated.
我们每个人对真理的认识不一样。
Our knowledge of truth is different.
那么公义当然不能就照我们不一样的就一样来待我们，这不公义。
So the righteousness will not deem us according to our difference.
那么圣经里面神公义的总原则是什么？
Then what is the principle of God's righteousness in the Bible?
多给谁？
Whoever much is given,
向谁多要？
Much is required from him.
少给谁？
Less is given to some.
向谁少取？
Less also is taken from them.
我是教哲学的。
I am the one who teaches philosophy.
我告诉你，公平这个字。
When you talk about justice and fairness,
可哲学家不知道要怎么样去定义它。
All the philosophers don't know how to make definition of it.
后来最重要的一个思想家是柏拉图。
Plato became a very important philosopher.
因为呢，苏格拉底发问题，柏拉图答问题。
Because Socrates would ask question, Plato tried to answer the question.
苏格拉底不像当时的法官，自以为什么都懂。
Socrates is not like the judge of that day. He deemed he knew everything.
每个人要怎样审判就审判。
So you can judge anybody you want.
所以苏格拉底一生的最重要的方法就是发问，使人承认无知。
And Socrates' methodology is to ask questions so that you know that you're ignorant.
哎，早安，某某人。
Good morning, so and so.
请问你是做什么工作的？
What kind of business are you in?
我是做警察的。
I'm a policeman.
警察为什么需要油呢？
Why do we need policemen?
因为有人乱走路。
Because people go astray.
那么警察先生，你有没有乱走路？
And Mr. Policeman, do you go astray too?
我也曾经乱走路。
Yes, I have.
那么警察乱走路，有没有警察的警察？
Is that policeman for policeman to catch these people?
这警察给他问到最后，不好意思的半死了。
And so he feels sorry.
某某人，你做什么工作的？
So what business are you in?
我做法官。
I'm a judge.
法官做什么用的？
What is the purpose of judge?
就是法人家的官。
And to judge people.
那么如果坏人犯法，你怎么样呢？
So if the evil man will judge him.
你根据什么罚他呢？
Based on what you judge him?
公义。
Righteousness.
什么叫做公义呢？
What is righteousness?
就是又公又义嘛。
And all.
那么如果后来你要罚的时候，发现原来是你的孩子跟他一同犯法的。
So later on you want to judge, you find that it is your son who is a conspirator.
那么你到底要不要孩子跟他一同罚的一样重呢？
Do you want to judge them equally heavily?
应该是如此。
Or must be so then.
但是我每次回家，太太说自己的孩子轻一点吧。
Many times when I go back, I want to say that it's your own son, that it's likely.
我一看到太太哭，我也没有办法。
So when I see my wife weep, I have no way out.
为了要使他发轻一点，连那个人也发轻一点。
In order that my son will just likely, I'll judge him likely too.
所以苏格拉底这个叫做公义吗？
And right, Socrates asked, is it called righteousness?
这个不大公义。
Not so sad.
那不大公义，你这个要领薪水安心吗？
So if you take this salary because you're not fair, do you feel peace?
不能安心。那么请你下个月辞职好吗？
So will you resign next month?
我辞职我没有饭吃怎么办呢？
I have no food enough.
所以法官自己不公义还要罚人家。
So you have no fair, how can you just others?
所以苏格拉底专问问题的。
So Socrates want to ask question and question.
问到你没有办法立足。
So that you cannot stand on your own ground.
那么他说，那你现在以为你懂法律吗？
So you think you know about law?
我是读来的。
I study.
上课的时候考得很好分数。
I got a very high mark in the class.
行的时候很难行。
It's better than doing out.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
你承认你无知好啦。
So you acknowledge that you are ignorant.
所以教授越教越瘦。
So you are professor, you are so thin and lean.
你承认你无知好了。
So acknowledge that you are ignorant.
所以苏格拉底说，我什么都不知道，我只知道一件事。
So Socrates said, I don't know anything, I know only what one thing.
这个希腊的 Delphi 庙里面说，全希腊最聪明的人就是苏格拉底。
And this Delphi will say that the most intelligent people of the world is Socrates.
哇，他是 the most intellectual.
He's the most intellectual.
Most knowledgeable man.
最有知识的人。
所以人家问他，苏格拉底到底知道什么？你是全国最有知识的人。
And people ask Socrates, what do you know? Because you're the most knowledgeable person in the nation.
苏格拉底说， I know nothing but one thing.
那苏格拉底说，我不知道任何事情，只知道一件事情。
只知道一件事就全国最聪明，我要知道是什么事情。
So people want to know what's the thing that he knows.
Tell me what is the only thing you know.
你所知道的唯一的东西告诉我什么东西。
Cause you to be so knowable.
那以致使你这样一场。
What is the only thing you know.
你所知道的那些东西什么东西。
I know nothing but one thing.
我什么都不知道，只知道一件事情。
That thing is.
就是。
I know nothing.
我什么都不知道。
糟糕。所以苏格拉底认为，无知才是真正谦卑、知道真理的孩子。
And also, certainly know that to say that you do not know anything is a true humility, then you start to know.
我认为人类有两个最伟大的
two great persons in the world, I thought.
一个在西方
，one in the west,
是苏格拉底
；Socrates.
一个在东方
，one in the east,
是孔子。
Confucius.
孔子说，知为知，不知为不知，是知也。
Confucius said that if you know, you say you know, if you don't know, you say you don't know, then you don't know.
如果你知，你就说知，你不知，你说你不知，那你就有一点知了。你知道你不知了。
So you know, you say you know, you don't know, you say you don't know, then you know that you don't know, and that's true knowledge.
所以呢， Confucius is a Chinese Socrates. Socrates is Greek Confucius.
孔子是这个东方的这个苏格拉底，苏格拉底是西方的孔子。
你明白了吗？两个很伟大。
Two great persons.
直到另外一个人来到世界上。
Until one person comes.
他不是说 I know nothing.
He didn't say I know nothing.
I am the truth.
他说我是真理。
I am the way.
我是道路。
And I am the life.
我是生命。
谁呀？
Who?
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
那你说哇，孔子最谦卑，耶稣最骄傲。
You say Confucius is the most humble, Jesus is the proudest.
孔子完全用无知开始，耶稣用真理出现。
And Confucius start from knowing, not, but Jesus start from truth.
好， 英国的一个大思想家 C.S. Lewis 讲一句话。
C.S. Lewis, great thinker of Great Britain.
当然，他经过一生啊，想的不得了，结果不得不这样讲。
He thought through in his whole life, and then he come to this conclusion.
他本来是无神论。
He started with an as an atheist.
后来变成基督徒的作家。
Become a Christian writer later on.
他考虑到彻底之后。
After he thought through very thoroughly,
他讲一句话。
He said,
"If Jesus is not God, then who is He?"
如果耶稣基督不是神，他是谁呢？
现在我不再讲了。
I'm not going to continue this.
我回到刚才所讲。
I want to come back.
苏格拉底是发问题。
Socrates asked question.
柏拉图给老师一发就一直爬头。
So when a master asked and his question head,
后来他就答问题。
Then he answered questions.
后来他找出公平的定义。
Then he found a definition for fairness.
公平是什么
？What is fairness?
没有办法了。
No way.
有的生来就会明白原则，他有的到死只能炒鸡蛋。
Some born to understand atomic bomb, some only know about frying eggs.
所以怎么能一样呢
？So how can they be the same?
所以有的人呢，一下来就像教授一样的。
So people are born like a professor.
有的人怎么教到死的时候，二加二他说等于五。
And some will teach until whole life two plus two, they say equal to five.
所以有的人适合商场。
Some are more suitable for as a businessman.
有的人适合军事。
Some are more suitable to be a military.
有的人适合做农夫。
Some more suitable to be a farmer.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
什么叫做公平
？What is fairness?
天赐人不公不平。
God has not given us fairness.
才干不平等。
Because our talents are different.
有的美若天仙。
Some are so beautiful.
有的丑若母夜叉。
Some are so ugly.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
结果他的公平要不要答？
So his fairness not the answer.
你要不要知道他怎么答
？Do you want to know?
公平是什么
？What is fairness?
个人按照所有的才干做适合他的工作，这就是公平。
According to the talent you have, you do what you're most suitable to do, and that's called fairness.
你叫你指挥，你不能。
If you ask the conduct, you cannot conduct.
你这样
，You cannot conduct.
那就适合扫地就是
了。所以就可以去扫。
就很适合嘛，所以呢，你不能指挥，你就去扫地。
So if cannot conduct, then you sweep the floor.
你不能唱歌，你就喊哦，来哦，做什么呀就可以了。
If cannot sing, you shout.
你不能唱的不像样。
So if cannot sing, you cannot sing.
所以个人适合做他的，以他自己天赋的那个工作，这个就是公
平。Fairness means according to what has endowed you, you do according to what you're most talented.
我看哲学家论公平。
I see the philosopher when they discuss of fairness.
柏拉图是不得不那样讲的。
Plato has to say that.
直到圣经耶稣的话出来的时候。
Until when it comes to the time of Jesus,
我发现这是神的智慧。
I find this God's wisdom.
多给谁
？Whoever is given much,
向谁多要
？Much is required from them.
少给谁
？Whoever is less given,
向谁少取
？Less is asked from them.
所以基督教的公平观。
So the fairness concept of Christianity
is not the justice in the gift of quantity.
不是量的这个支配。
基督教的公平观
and the fairness justice in Christianity
is judgment of our responsibility
乃是我们责任的审判
judgment the justice in responsibility
乃是责任上的这个审判我们有没有公平
你再找吧
关系
看见哪一个人的话比神的话更完全
any other statement is more perfect than the Bible
我不怕你是哲学教授
I'm not afraid whether you're a philosopher or teacher.
我不怕你是文学巨子。
And whether you're a literary.
神的话就是神的话。
God's word is God's word.
所以上帝审判人的时候。
When God judges people.
他是公平的。
He is fair.
什么叫做公平
？What is just?
有的人有律法，有的人没有律法，怎么公平
？Some have law, some have no laws.
有律法的按律法来审判他。
He who has law will judge according to laws.
没有律法的不按律法来审判他。
And he who has no law will be judged apart from the law.
公平吗
？Isn't it fair?
你说公平了。
Isn't that fair?
那么呢？这些要不要审判呢？
Would、
审判
just, we just do?
没有律法嘛？
Without law,
怎么审判呢？
Just,
上帝说
God said,
从外表的教义来看有的有律法有的没有律法
From external teaching I see that some have laws and without law
但是
But then,
当你是人的时候
When you become a man
法性的功用已经放在人性里面了。
The function of the nature of law is put in our human nature.
所以人的人性的里面。
So in our human nature.
有一个律法的胆。
There's a statement of law.
我告诉你，我从来不接受这一个呢。这个英国 John Locke 的 Tabula Rasa 这种观点。
I never accept this John Locke tabula.
你知道我在知道我在讲什么吗？
You know what I'm saying?
在教育学里面的。
In education,
有一种观念。
There's a concept.
孩子们都是空白的。
你现在的 all children are 这个 white paper.
你教他什么，他就变成什么。
Whatever you teach them, they become what it is.
有的人说哇，很对，很对。
Something is right.
我说这是比较浅的教法。
I say this is more shallow kind of teaching.
其实归正神就告诉我们。
Reformed theology tells us.
Total depravity 就告诉我们罪性已经在里面。
And total depravity tells us that our sinful nature is in us.
今天的圣经告诉原先律法的功用已经在里面。
And the Bible also tells us that the function of law is in us.
从来没有他。乌拉拉撒这种事情。
So there's no such thing as a white plain paper.
上帝已经把律法的功用放在人的里面。
God has put in us as a function of lawful nature.
小小孩子两三岁。
Two or three years children.
他不大知道什么叫好。
Did not know clearly what's right or wrong.
什么叫坏是吗？
What's wrong?
是吗？
Is that so?
是吗？
Is that so?
我问你啊。
I'm asking you.
小孩子不知道什么叫的好是吗？
The children wouldn't know what's good or bad.
我告诉你不是的。
No.
他知道。对他好的是好的。
They know that what is good to them is good.
对他不好是不好的。
What is bad to them is bad.
好比好，好比坏更好，坏比好更坏。Good is better than bad, bad is worse than good. 就是这样简单。就是这样简单。那么他里面有一个对他的安全有保护有爱护的，他有一种自救性的领悟。
So he got institutional kind of understanding of this protection from for him.
所以人与万物不一样。
So man is different from all creations.
你说猴子很聪明。
You say monkeys are very clever.
人跟猴子差一点点。
So man and monkey only a little bit of difference.
我是差一大堆，可能你差一点。
For me is a lot different. For you maybe less different.
猴子到树上采果子的时候。
So when a monkey go climb up to the tree and pluck trees.
他不会背一个 plastic bag， 一个一个放，不会的。
He will not carry a plastic bag and put everything in the bag.
采一个果子。
Pluck one.
You find it again.
And put it here.
再采一个。
Another one.
再放进去。
Put it here.
再采一个。
Another one. Put it there.
采了大半天，剩下一个。
After you pluck up everything and then there's another one.
为什么呢？
Why?
他是猴子吗？
The guy is monkey.
他不是人吗？
He's a man.
那你把十个苹果放在他旁边。
If you put 10 apples beside him.
很高兴。
He's very happy.
跳来跳去。
Very happy.
他不注意你拿掉一个。
If you will take one with
him, 他还很高兴。
He's happy.
他不注意你再拿掉一个。
You take another one with
him, 他还很高兴。
He's happy.
你知道到什么时候他才发现呢？
You know, until what time you have discovered?
到剩下三个，他哇，他才生气。
Only three left.
所以我告诉你。
I tell you.
猴子的 IQ 多少？
You know what's the IQ of monkey?
三。你说人和猴子差不多一样。哪里差不多一样？
Man and monkey are the same, no.
不一样的。
Different.
人呢？
What a man.
你不要看看到小孩子。
Don't give that he says as a kid.
小小的。
Very small kid.
他看爸爸打妈妈。
He said that the father is beating the mother.
大了他就恨死你。
Then when he grows old, he hates you.
你不要以为他不懂事。
He would think that he doesn't know.
他看你声音这么大声。
He said he shouts so loudly.
他你说不对不对。
He said wrong wrong.
爸爸好不好？
He's very good.
好。但是你说不大好，不大好。
Not so good.
为什么呢？
Why?
律法的功用在里面、啊。
Because the function of the law nature is in us.
所以你说上帝审判人嘛。
So when God judges man,
按律法吗？
According to the law,
有律法的按律法。
Law according to laws,
没有律法的。
Without laws,
按心里面律法功用。
According to the function of law in us.
所以这一段圣经就是全本圣经新约里面。提到良心最重要的一段。
So this most important passage in the New Testament that mentions about the function of conscience.
请你注意。
Pay attention.
全本旧约从来没有出现良心这个字一次都没有。
The whole Old Testament never comes this word called conscience.
我讲这件事的时候你要记下来，因为你读书读了几百本，不一定听到这一句。
Because you have read many many books, you have not probably not heard this statement.
你每一堂都来的时候。
If you will come every session,
你可以吸收我几十年传道的经验。
You will also absorb experience I have after 10 years.
你注意听啊。
Get that.
全本旧约没有出现良心这个字一次的。
For the whole Old Testament never appeared this word of conscience once.
那么旧约圣经到底有没有提到关于良心的事？
And what about this Old Testament? Is it ever mentioned about the conscience?
良心的反应。
And the response of conscience,
良心的这个功用
the function of conscience,
良心的敏感度
the sensitiveness of conscience,
常常出现
It appears many times.
但是没有用良心这两个字。
But never use this word called conscience.
那么最重要的表示良心的圣经界在哪里呢？
And what's the most important verse that tells us about conscience?
在箴言里面。
In Proverbs.
人的灵是耶和华的灯。
Man's spirit is the lamp of Jehovah.
The spirit of man is the lantern of God. 要检查人的心肠肺腑。
The spirit of man is the lantern of Jehovah. He wants to check even right to our heart.
To observe, to illuminate, to judge, to know, to enlighten. 所以这个呢，就要隐藏着良心这件事情。
So this Old Testament is hidden with this type of thing called conscience.
从第一次犯罪 reflection of function of conscience have been mentioned in the Old Testament.
那么当人第一次犯罪的这个时候呢，在经文里面讲到人的心里的这个反省。
亚当吃了以后
，After Adam and Eve，
他就怕起来了。
He was frightened.
里面的惧怕就是良心的功用。
And in him there is a fright.
有没有老虎吃了人就怕起来了
？Would there be any tiger that ate man and feel frightened？
有没有呢？你做错的你都懊悔你做错了。
After you've done something wrong, you regret it.
良心吃了人会懊悔吗
？And there's a
老虎吃了人。
When this tiger would eat anybody, will you feel regretful?
他的良心会懊悔吗
？Will his conscience feel regretful?
如果会，他一定懊悔，吃不多，不太多，不够。
What do you feel that I'm not feeling myself yet?
动物没有这个事情。
The animals do not this.
所以连进化论的最大的学者之一。
Even one of the greatest scholars of evolutionists,
Sir Herbert Spencer, 他不得不承认，我没有办法解释良心从哪里来。
He got to acknowledge, I don't know where comes conscience in humankind.
他说，良心绝对不是进化的过程的产品。
He said that this conscience surely will not be the product of evolution.
你们这些相信进化论的，给他骗的厉害，他自己不信的。
So you who believe in evolution actually have been cheated by evolutionists.
除非你回到神的话，你永远没有真正的答案。
Unless you come into the Bible, you wouldn't have a true answer.
那么，就良心到底的功用是什么呢？
Then what's the true function of our conscience?
良心是代表上帝。
Conscience to represent God,
检查人心
，and also to observe our heart.
良心是代表上帝的公义
，and also it represents God's righteousness.
警戒犯罪的不可信
，and to warn us so that we're not sin.
良心是上帝的声音
，conscience is the voice of God.
来提醒我们已经犯了罪是要承认
，to remind us that we have sinned, we must acknowledge that.
良心是上帝的代表
，conscience is a representative of God.
帮助我们分。什么是对的，什么是不对的
？You have to discern what I was wrong.
所以你不能说我没有律法。
So you wanna say that I was wrong?
上帝说是你没有律法。
God said yes, you have no law.
你讲的对。
You say right.
但是我已经用另外一个代表把律法写在你心里面了。
I've used another representative to write law in your heart.
你不是 tabula rasa.
You are not tabula rasa.
你不是空白一片。
You are not a plain
paper. 你里面你注意看是有字在里面。
Pay attention to this word in it.
从前有个德国的神学家
，a German theologian
叫做 Dietrich Bonhoeffer。
Bonhoeffer，
他受希特拉关在监牢，后来被他们用脚趾把他绞死。
He has been imprisoned by the Hitler, and later he was hung to death.
他每天不经的祷告的时候
，every day when he pray and read the Bible，
他就要把他讲的话呢告诉他的朋友。
That he want to write whatever he want to say to his friend.
他们在监牢。连一支笔都不给他
，and they don't even give me a pen，
一张纸都不给他
，not even a paper，
所以怎么办呢
？What to do？
他对监牢的管理的人说
，You do the warden，
我可以看报纸吗
？Can I read the newspaper？
看完了，有请你把报纸还给我的朋友，他要收集这些报纸。
And after I've read it, give this paper to my friend before you want to collect it。
他的朋友叫做 Bettich。
Bettich is a friend。
后来呢，这个朋友去替他写了一本书，就监牢里面的思想记录。
And that's why this man write a book for him called the letters from the prison.
The letters from the prison. 那么这本书来影响全世界。
And this also book has influenced the whole world.
那么这个书的内容哪里来的？
Then where comes the content of this book?
原来就是把他的报纸寄给他朋友寄回去的时候， so, 那些话都在里面。
So when he sends this paper, every word is in there.
但是他没有笔怎么写呢？
He doesn't have a pen. What is how you?
怎么可能的呢？
How is it possible?
原来呢，他每次喝牛奶的时候，把一份的牛奶用手沾了牛奶，就写在报纸上。
Every time when they drink the milk, he used the milk to wrap the paper.
干的时候呢
？When it dry,
看不见。
Cannot see.
那么他的朋友后来怎么看得见呢
？And how did his friend discover it?
你要不要知道啊
？You want to know?
他把报纸放在火上烤。
He put it above the fire.
那里有牛奶的地方就开始出黑字了。
So when there's milk, there's a dark word coming out.
所以就看出他写的是什么字。
So he read what he had written.
像一张一张报纸，每天在纸在火上慢慢，不可以太靠近，会烧掉的。
So he, every day by single page he read.
一个字一个出来了。
So read every single word of it.
这样看
，read
报纸
is a newspaper.
没有字
，there's no word.
其实呢
，actually
有字
，there's word.
看不见的字。
Invisible words.
是用牛奶打空水分涂上去的字
Written with the milk.
人不知道的
Man didn't know.
但是知道此中奥秘的人是可以看见的
But the one who knows the mystery knows it and can see it.
有火光烧热的时候就表现出
Because when the fire comes, it will be expressed.
今天我告诉你
I tell you.
你是谁
Who are you?
你是人
You are a man.
我没有信上帝
I don't believe in God.
我没有律法
I don't have
我没有宗教
I don't believe
没有神
no God.
我要自由
I don't have freedom.
我是不能的
no,
我告诉
I tell you.
你不可能
It's not possible.
因为你是按照上帝的形象
Because you're created after the image of God.
上帝把律法已经放在你心里
And God has put that law in your heart.
所以律法呢就产生了一些重要的功用
And so this law has produced some important functions.
第一
First.
当你犯罪以前
Before you sin,
他对你说不可以
you cannot.
你不能犯罪
you shouldn't sin.
你不可以犯罪
you cannot sin.
第二
Second,
你还要再犯的时候
when you continue want to sin,
他就睡觉
he sleeps.
他让你去死
so you will die.
良心呢会任凭你的
this the conscience will let you go.
等到你犯完了以后呢
After you have seen,
他不是去睡啊他醒过来了
He is no more sleeping, he is awake
他说你做完了
He said you're bad then
我告诉你错了
I tell you it's wrong
说良心很调皮的
The conscience are very naughty
还没有犯罪以前尽责任
Before you sin, he will do his duty
告诉你
Tell you
你不可以做
Don't do that
你不听话
If you disobey
去做的时候
You do
他就去睡觉
You're going to sleep
所以那时候你自由啦
And so you're free, you're
free. 绝对自由了
Absolutely free.
真的绝对吗
Absolutely.
没有
No.
他不是死他是睡
He's not dying He's only but sleeping
死跟睡很像
Dying and sleeping are quite the same
不同的地方呢
What's the difference?
死了不起来睡了会起来
When you die you cannot wake up When you sleep you can wake up
做完了也就是他起来的时候
After you commit your sin He's awake
他现在不是在劝你了
So he's now no more exhausting you
他变成上帝派来的审判官
He began to just stand by God
你有罪了
You have sinned
如果你说我不敢犯
you say, I cannot see,
因为我还不知道对不对的话
Because I'm not sure whether it's right or wrong.
良心的那好我不睡觉
The conscience said, I will not sleep.
我要帮助你
I will help you.
直接帮助你
How to help you?
使你较量
So you will compare
你思考
You will think
是对呢
Is it right?
或者是不对呢
Or is it wrong?
良心会帮助你做决定
The conscience will help you to make decisions.
那么你说良心帮助哪一种人呢
And the question will help what kind of people you say?
帮助那些真正谦卑要尽道的责任的人。
Help those who are truly humble want to do the duty of morality.
如果你根本不再睬他
If you do not care about him,
根本你不管良心功用
You are careless about him.
你就是横着心硬着意志要做的话
Then you are determined to do it.
他要去睡觉
You're going to sleep.
那么当良心帮助你较量的时候
When the question help you to wait,
帮助你思念的时候
I'm happy to think,
他就等着你了
You wait for you.
你现在较量之后怎么样
After you measure,
如果你说我顺服
You say, I submit to you.
你就变成比较有道德的人了
Then you become a one with more hope.
你常常顺服
And you more than you obey.
你就变成前面讲寻求尊贵荣耀不朽的人了
And are those who are consistently seek for honor and glory and immortality.
这样的人
These kind of people.
时间一到容易听福音。
When the time comes, it's easy for them to listen to the gospel.
当你较量之后
But after you compare,
你硬着心的时候
You determine.
慢慢慢慢
How do you know?
你就越来越不尊重良心的工作。
Then you will not honor the function of conscience.
你要刚愎自用
You harden yourself.
好良心就变成一个存根
And then this conscience become a root,
记录下来
receive that order right.
较量之后不顺从。
Record all everything.
以后呢？
And then later on,
你就变成不尊贵、不荣耀，你是寻求罪恶、羞辱和羞愧的人。
You become someone who does not seek after the honor and glory and become mortal.
等有机会听福音的时候，你更轻看上帝的道。
So when there's opportunity for you to listen to the gospel, you despise God's word.
上帝把这些记录都集合起来。
God has compiled all these records.
等你受审判的时候。
So at time when you're being judged.
良心与上帝一同证明你的罪。
And God and conscience together will testify your sins.
他要对你说。
And he'll tell you.
你的自由不是相对的。
Your freedom is not relative.
你要到哪里逃呢？
Where will you run?
因为你现在站在创造你、审判你的上帝。
Because you are not standing before the Lord who created heaven and earth.
基督要站出来。
Christ will come.
把你的隐秘事都暴露出来。
So that all your hidden things you will expose.
那个时候，
then
没有人可以站得住。
No one can escape.
这就是这一段圣经教导我们的。
And that's the teaching from this verse.
现在你再读，你就明白这么多么重要的话出来。
So now when you read again, you know how important it is.
我们再读这一段圣经。
One more time we read.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十七节开始读。第十三节开始读。
Starting from verse number 13.
从第十二节一直读到第十六节，一同来读。一二三。凡没有律法，犯了罪。也必不按律法灭亡，反正律法底下犯了罪，也必按律法受审判。原来在上帝面前，不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。没有律法的外邦人，若顺着本性行律法的事，他虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里。他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或一位是，或一位非，就是上帝借着耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音所言。我们今天就借到这个地方。
We'll stop here tonight.
我们低头祷告。
Bow our head to pray.
如果没有，我今天叫你一首新的歌，好不好？从来我没有叫过的，全世界还没有叫过的这首诗歌呢，我做了以后呢，后来就这个林旺杰博士和音就收在布道团的总部，想不到他寄到哪里去，寄到马来西亚来，我也不知道。那么有人就把它登出来了，这是第十首《愿主同行》。这首诗从来没有人唱，今天的全世界第一次有人唱这首诗歌啊。那这个诗歌呢，常常在美国的聚会结束的时候，林旺杰博士自己用管风琴把它很大声的奏出来，但没有人唱过，所以我要把这首诗交给你。有没有人会弹？我先唱一次给你听。愿主耶和华与你同行，以恩惠慈爱随着你，以永远帮臂托住你，他心事是你常建立，白热的太阳比不上你，黑夜月亮比不害你，他必领你终身路程，将你隐藏在他怀里。好，现在我们学到这个地方好不好？所以我唱两句，你们跟着我。
你是用鸡用机
OK。 愿主耶和华与你同行，以恩惠慈爱随着你，以永远帮臂托住你，他心事是你常建立，白热的太阳比不上你，黑夜月亮比不害你，他必领你终身路程，将你隐藏在他怀里。好，你们差不多会了，更大声一点好不好？一二唱。愿主耶和华与你同行，以恩惠慈爱随着你，以永远帮臂托住你，他心事是你常牵连。
白热的太阳的不胜利，黑夜月亮的不害你，他命令你终身如尘，将你隐藏在他怀里。
好，所以我听男的唱一次，像不像男的，好不好？好，一二唱。
愿主耶和华与你同行，以恩惠慈爱随着你。
很好。
以永远帮你托住你，他心事是你创建的你，太热的太阳你不上你，黑夜夜亮你不爱你，他必令你终身如尘，将你隐藏在他怀里。
八十分，大家看看你的几分好不好？一二唱。
愿
不要犹豫不决，
太阳比不上你，黑夜月亮比不爱你，他必令你终身如尘，将你隐藏在他怀里。
65，为什么呢？有两个地方犹豫不决，还有地方唱错了，所以呢特别注意听啊！现在我要唱接下去的。
乌云漫步时日，他保护你不失脚，万众晴空美景时，保护你不偏记录。
啊，这段最难的。因为这段的配合字乌云满布，所以唱的时候好像乌云满布的，所以你注意听啊。
乌云满布时日，
唱。
乌云满布时日，他保护你不失脚，
唱。
他保护你不失脚。
万里晴空不是里面的里，是一里两里几公里那个里。
万里晴空美景中，难处你不偏记录，
唱。
万里晴空美景中，难处你不偏记录。
接下去大家唱。
愿主耶和华与你同行，保护你如眼中同人，以恩怜悯你怜水冠冕，使你终身永生一人。
后面的不难了啊！好，现在你们唱前面的，中间我唱，我跟李博士唱，后面的在你们唱好，那看看是他走掉，我就会走掉。大家一同来唱，一二，唱快点，一二三，唱。
愿主耶和华与你同行，为恩为慈爱随着你，以永远的慈托住你，此心此事你常牵记。白热的太阳比不上你，黑夜月亮比不爱你，他必令你终身如尘，将你隐藏在他怀里。乌云漫步时日，他保护你不失脚， 万里晴空美景中，难阻你不偏激路上，愿祝耶和华与你同行，保佑你眼中众人，以恩典为你跟随冠冕，是你终身永生的人，是你终身永生的人。
那是诗班唱的时候是加上那一句的啊，你们就不必要了。好，我们现在把它唱出来好吗？这是全世界第一次1000多人唱这首诗歌，站起来唱。一啊，你们唱完了这首诗歌以后，你的弟弟出国的时候啊，或者你的姐姐嫁到外面去的时候，你全家坐下来唱这首，一面流泪一面送达，好不好？好，现在大家来唱，一二三唱。
愿主耶和华与你同行，以恩惠慈爱随着你，以永远方便投诉你，他是时时你向前你，白色的太阳比不上你，黑夜也亮比不完你，他必引领你终身如神，将你隐藏在他怀里，乌云漫步时，他保护你不施救，万里晴空美景中，拦阻你不偏激路，愿主耶和华与你同行，保护你如眼中红灯，以恩典为你点缀冠冕，是你终身永生的人。
我们一同开声祷告。